soak it up. Just soak up that goodness of God. He came here this morning and said, God doesn't care about me. He does. He loves you. Just soak it up. Soak up that love. Soak it up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's going to have to bring me my Bible again. Thank you, guys. Yes, thank you, Lord. Wow. Were you nervous at all? Didn't seem like it. No, it didn't seem like it. It seemed like you've been doing this forever. I don't know how long you've been doing it, but it can't be for long. You're just kids. Wow. Thank you for creating such a wonderful atmosphere of the presence of God. You know, we do everything in our power, really, to create a nice atmosphere for you to be here. And it's all you guys got to do is get it together. You know, get dressed. Well, maybe you want to take a shower. You know, I mean, you just need to get it together. That's all you need to do. I mean, we create everything for you. It's not a rough atmosphere to walk into, air conditioning. You know, we got the coffee, good coffee, and bagels, and, you know, we got all the stuff. Great worship team, marginal speakers. It's here. It's all here for you. And you're here. Thank you, Chris, for getting it together this morning and making it, you know. It's just really great. We're going to take a whole month and talk about togetherness, you know, being together in one place. I mean, it's really an important feature in the Christian experience is togetherness. You know, they were all together in one place, in one accord. And what happened? The Holy Spirit showed up, you know, and that's what we really want. We want the presence of God, and we create this atmosphere of thanking God and praising God. And people say, well, why do you repeat it so many times? You know, because we're making a declaration. That's what we're making a declaration over ourselves and over the community and saying something. And in Isaiah, God says, I create the fruit of the lips. I created the fruit of the lips. And I want to talk about that. He needs us. We are co-creators with him. And when we sang those songs this morning, we're creating more light, a greater atmosphere of love and peace and joy. How many believe we need this in this world today? Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to see how powerful it is when we come together, when we come together and believe together and stand together. I sure need it. I'm telling you, I never knew how bad I needed it until the last, you know, year or so. But it's really important. So, you know, I was sleeping in my bed this morning. Aren't you glad I was in my bed and not in some car or on a park bench somewhere, you know, done that, been there, done that. You know, ever wake up in your car? You know, I don't want to go there. But anyway, I woke up, and the first thing, good morning, Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, I read the book. Good morning, Holy Spirit. The first thing that God took me to a scripture that I didn't have time to send to Ron, but he says, he gave me this scripture in Hebrews, and it says, let us hold fast. Let us hold fast. You know, hold on. Things are shaking. Things are happening. I mean, you don't know what's going to even happen next week. This week was a huge surprise to me, you know, in many ways, in personal ways, in, you know, public ways, in national ways. I mean, weren't you a bit surprised at some of the events? You know, another shooting at a newspaper. I mean, you know, who saw that coming, you know? A Supreme Court justice retiring. All these things. My dog got sick and almost died, you know? I mean, that was huge. It was just really huge. So we have, but he's better this morning, okay? Judy was hand-feeding him eggs. She didn't even make me breakfast, you know? She's hand-feeding him eggs. Like, oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Gotta love those dogs, you know? So anyway, he says, let us hold fast the confession. So we're the only, really, species, and we love all the animals, Gail. We know we love them all, okay? We love them. But we're the only species that has got a voice. A voice, you know, it's amazing to me, a voice. You know, I picked up an Asian girl in my Uber the other night, and she gets in and she's talking on the phone the whole time. This wonderful, lyrical language that I can't tell head nor tails, you know. I said, God's amazing. And I told her when she got, I said, your language is beautiful. It's amazing, you know. It just, God is so creative. He's creative. I create the fruit of lips. He is a creative God. He is creating all the time. He has not stopped creating. Not stopped creating. I mean, even the next generation coming up, you know, in the music. I mean, it's so creative. Music is so creative, so wonderful. And there's such an anointing on it. I thank God for it. It says, hold fast our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. He is good. He is good. He is so good. Whew. The goodness of God. Oh, the goodness of God. How do people make it without him? How do people make it, you know, really without the goodness of God, that element in their lives? You know, we have medicine and we have all kinds of things that help us, but without that element of faith, and the doctors even recognize it, you know? I mean, my doctor was so, he said, you know, you got three things going for you. You're healthy. He says, outside of this problem, and this minor problem, and you have faith, and you have a support group, a family. Not only do I have a large family at home, but I have this amazing support group. You know, I get support from Ken on a weekly basis. Now from Ron sends me scriptures. You know, God said this, you know, and I love it. That's what I love social media for. I love social media, but there's nothing like getting a hug from Ken. I'll tell you, come on up here and give me a hug. I mean, there's nothing like the real thing, you know? I mean, that's the best. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together to get hugs. Oh my goodness. It says, and let's consider one another, stir up love. Stir up love. You know, there's a lot of stirring up going on if you're watching media, but there's a whole lot of stirring up going on, and it ain't exactly love that's going on. We need to pray for those folks to experience the love of God, the real thing. I wonder what they do on their day off. You know, I mean, they're in some serious things are going on, and I think of these guys, I look at them, you know, under a lot of scrutiny, and I said, man, what do they do on Sunday? Or is their whole life like this? Is their whole life all this? Do they get a break? Do they get a Sabbath? You know, a time to come together with people like Kathy, who loves you and greets you and hugs you. I mean, wow. I mean, we sort of can take it for granted, can't we? And we can isolate. I'm not going back there. We believe a lie. You know what I mean? I'm better off at home. You know, I'm better off, you know, whatever. And there's a lie. There's a definite lie of fear and frustration and anger and no one cares about me. That kind of lie. When there's really a whole room of people who really, really a whole city of people that care about you and are praying for you and love you. It says, stir up love and good works. good works, not forsaking, here it is, this is what I woke up with, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Together. I mean, it's nice to go off and sit in the woods. You know, sometimes I do. I go down to Quarry Park and I sit by the waterfall even before I get here. I love it, you know. I mean, I love that part. I love God and nature. But there's nothing like human beings who love you and care for you. I mean, that's really important. And it's important to raise our families that way. I see families. To bring your children to know that there's a place of sanity and serenity and love. You know, it's called a sanctuary. That's what we're in, a sanctuary, folks. And we come here not to criticize and not to, you know, give our opinion on things. We're here to just support one another. So not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some. Look around, there's some missing. Since I've started, okay, you know, 10 years ago, there's a few missing. You know, they got frustrated. They were overwhelmed by things. And I believe if they all came back, this place would be overflowing. And that's not our aim to, you know, just fill chairs and that kind of thing. We genuinely care about people. I mean, you ever go in the store and you see somebody you know and you go, come on, you hide down that. I run up to him, you know, which irritates Judy to no end. I run up to him, embrace him. Where you been? How you doing? You know, glad to see you. Then 20 minutes later, you know. But I mean, I love running into people and seeing people all over this city. You know, being in ministry for over 40 years in different ministries. You know, I mean, yeah, you know a lot of people, a lot of believers. You know, where are you going to church? Where are you going to church? Well, you know, you don't want to go there. Okay. So you know, I really have a heart for the people that are missing. Isn't that weird? You know, the first thing I come in is like, where's so-and-so? You know? I mean, when I had a church, I used to say, hey, go call so-and-so right now. They're not here. You know, like I'd run in the back room in the office and give them a call. You know, they'd get mad. And so you don't know how the response is going to be when you care about people, you know. But take the risk. Really, take the risk. They might be just waiting at home, wanting to hear from you, wanting to see you. It says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another. How do you exhort? With your words. See, I am an exhorter. That's all I am. I'm not a teacher. Sandy's the teacher. You're going to get an outline out of Sandy, okay? She has a point one, point A, point B, point, you know, all, you know, and it's wonderful. She's a wonderful teacher, and, you know, she clarifies everything that I say next week. That's what I love about Sandy. She's so clear. It's so clarified, you know, and I'm jumping all over the place and you know, And there it is. But stay, you know, come all month, you know, you'll get it. You'll get it, why we should hang together. It says, and much more exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Whew, now, that's one for a teacher, okay? That's one for a teacher, this day approaching. For them and the Hebrews, okay, the Hebrews were going through tough stuff. I mean, they were seeing friends carted off and property taken away from them for being Christians. You know, I mean, it was a tough stuff. It was in a transition, a culture in transition, which I think we're in a culture in transition. And somehow, you know, the Jews became, and you know, and this has happened many times in their history, they became the focus of oppression and persecution. And it was building. And some were walking away from the faith. Some were walking away. That's the day when the destruction of Jerusalem came to pass, which was prophesied. It's gonna come. It's gonna happen. A day is coming. So what's the day for us? Well, the day for us was last week for me. You know, That day was last week, you know. I mean, I got the dogs down. I get a bill in the mail for $6,000, okay? How many ever had that, you know? And the VA was supposed to pay it, but they're saying they're not paying it. Cleveland Clinic's not going to pay it. So you have to call somebody, and you're on a waiting list for 2 hours, okay? So you walk around with the phone on speaker, you know. Oh, that was the day. Whew. That was a day for me. What's your day, you know? What day is going to be for you? You know what I'm talking about? We all go through these days, and we don't know what's going to happen and how much we're going to need one another and God, a good God, and reminder that there's a good God. So when we come here on this week and we have a team that puts together a song list that's all about me, okay, the air in my lungs, I'll never sing that song again, and Betty and I, and not, you know, say, wow, I don't take for granted the air in my lungs. I don't take it for granted for 1 minute. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Whew. See, and we're around people that are making that declaration for us. Go over into Isaiah. Did I do all right, Holy Spirit? I got that for you. Always got to have his way, you know? This is where I wanted to start, all right? In Isaiah 57:19, it says, I create the fruit of the lips. So when you speak into somebody's life, like Ken speaks the word of God into my life, the creative power of God brings it to pass. You know, the creative power of God changes my heart from hopelessness and desperation to say, there is hope, there is love, there is joy, there's all these things. The creative power of God. Oh, there was a little book many years ago. It was called God's Creative Power. And it was just all scriptures that you created, that you quoted. Oh, I am the head, not the tail. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me, you know? And I used to carry it around in my top pocket. Oh, with God, I can do all things with God. You know, all these scriptures. And at the time, I was trying to quit smoking. And the pack of cigarettes in that little book wouldn't fit in the same pocket. Something had to go, you know. So we're all trying to quit smoking anyway. And, you know, so that had to go, Mike. You know what I'm talking about? I used to stop in, talk to Mike over at the bookstore, and he used to encourage me, you know, with the Word of God. See, we need to get it together, folks, that we need one another. Two are better than one, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. That's what it says in the Word of God. Oh, that's why we have marriage, folks, as tough as it can be. You know, and I was married over 40 years now. You know, and we've had some tough times, tough things together, some big fights. Ooh, we've had some big fights. Oh, you know, Judy, she's feisty. You know, and it ain't just arm wrestling, folks. I'm telling you, oh my goodness, you know. But two are better than one. And all the kids are out of the house. All seven kids are gone now. Yay! Hallelujah. Well, give me a hand. Woo! Wow. And now we're there by ourselves. It's coming. It's coming. You know, is all I can say is to hold on to those little ones. Hold on to those little ones. Hug them longer. Hold them because those big ones won't let you hug them, you know, especially the big boys. And just, oh, it's so wonderful. Where was I? Okay, I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace. We did a whole series on peace, okay? Shalom, shalom. We, with our lips, we can change the atmosphere of a place, a nation. I believe a nation. You know, it's our time. In Ecclesiastes says, there is a time to every season under heaven. This is our time. This is our time. I've never felt like anything before. And I have no authority to arrest anybody, okay? Not a bit. I don't have a badge. I have no authority to arrest anybody. I have no authority to govern anybody. None at all. I have no authority. But I have an authority, an anointing to love everybody. Yeah. Woo! I have an anointing and an authority to bring grace and mercy and kindness to everybody. Everybody. That's what I have in this hour. Oh, and I'm telling you, it's much simpler and easier than being a police officer or in politics. They got it tough. They need our prayers. They need our prayers. They don't need our judgment. They don't need our criticism. You know, they don't need that. They need our prayers. It's time that we get it together and speak life and grace and peace to these people. Without judgment, without criticism. I mean, that's where our authority rests. That's where our authority, it rests on us, the believers, the followers of Jesus. Jesus was a breaker. He broke into an incredible time. You know, I found out this morning as I was talking to Gail, and I would have never found this out, that she's a breaker. She's a breaker. She has gone places no woman has ever gone before, you know. And it started back in high school in auto shop. She was the only girl in auto shop, you know. And that's an anointing on somebody's life to be a breaker. I am a breaker. I break up religious spirits. I won't stand for religion. I can smell it. I can see it. I don't like religion. And that's what Jesus did. He doesn't like religion. We want relationship together, people who are genuinely love one another and want to be together because of Jesus, all right? Woo, that's the people. That's the people we want to be around. That's what we want to rub shoulders. That's who I need. Oh, Lord, I just ask to increase that breaker anointing on Gail in this hour. Increase it to go places that she's never gone before. You know, if I didn't have this cable, I would have run over there and laid hands on her, you know. You know, I mean, we all have an anointing in this hour, young and old, to speak into things together with God. God is still creating. God, He's creating every blade of grass, every flower, every tree. Every flower becomes fruit, doesn't it? And that's the same thing in the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit. We're going to go there in a minute. You know them all. The fruits of the Spirit. That's what we need to be talking about. Love, joy. See, I jumped right in. Without even love, joy, peace, long-suffering. All these fruits of the Spirit. All these things that God wants to keep creating. He wants to keep creating. Every baby that's formed in the womb, every child that is nurtured to adulthood, that's who we are. That's what we're called here to do and to be, is do the best job we can possibly do with God in creating, procreating, be co-creators with Him. Co-creators with God. You know, in the natural, in the spiritual. Yeah, let's go over there. Let's go over to the fruits of the Spirit. You know, this is our season. It's time for us to get it together, folks. Some of you have been doing this for a long, long time. Really, you've been doing this for a long time. Galatians 5. Galatians 5, I call it one of the hidden books of the Bible. I always have a hard time finding it. Galatians 5, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit... The fruit of the Spirit, this is what brings life. Love. Hallelujah. Woo. He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. Have you ever heard me say that before? He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. If you walk out of this place with one thing, I want you to be walking out going, He loves me, He loves me, He loves me, He loves me. You know, and you know what the exercise is. I mean, you stand up. You smile at God, and you know He's smiling back at you. Yeah. You just know He's smiling back at you. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Whew. But you don't feel like it, do you? The world doesn't make you feel like it. You know, the world makes you feel like you owe more money than you got, and, you know, you're just no good. and you know, you should be better. Oh, I can't tell you, went through that. Oh, I felt like such a loser, okay, this week, you know. I mean, I go out and I drive in the morning, you know, take people to work. I love it, getting people on their journey. And I get home and I got a ticket from a camera. I'd made $100 that man, and I got a ticket for $100. Loser! Didn't make nothing. How? Oh, I'm never going out again. That's it. Oh my gosh. I mean, can't be, I mean, the world make you feel like a loser. Really. I mean, they just will. It just will, that you haven't achieved enough, you haven't done enough. We don't need you to come in here and make you feel bad. That's for sure. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Whew. No matter what mess you're in, some of you in a mess, you know, no matter what situation, he loves you. He wants to, he is good. He is good. He is so good. He wants to get you through it. Love, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, good, faithfulness. See, love is on our lips. He creates the love on our lips. God, when you say, Ken, God loves you, God's joining with you and bringing it. He's bringing it in your heart. There's power. There's power. The fruit of our lips. Peace, peace. Shalom, shalom. Say it. Put your hand on somebody and say, peace, peace. Peace, peace. Peace, peace. Shalom, shalom. It was a greeting in ancient Israel. It was a greeting when they greeted. Shalom, shalom. See, they knew that God was joining with them and bringing healing and prosperity, no matter what the situation looked like. Peace, peace. I create the fruit of the lips. That's why he gave us. That's why he gave us a tongue and lips and that to encourage gentleness. There's nothing better than a gentle spirit in this hour. Somebody that just doesn't go off. You know what I mean? It just was all the calm. You know, I look at this young girl here with the flowers in her hair. You know, and I'm reminded of a time. Can you imagine what time it is? Am I dating myself? You know, I mean, it was flower power. It was a peace, time of peace. But God was sort of absent. It was under our own strength, our own power. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. You know, but I'm telling you, we couldn't do it without God. Without God. And he brought the Jesus movement. Got saved in the Jesus movement. And we have the power of God. There's a power of God upon your life, you know, young lady. Just to bring that peace, that joy, all those things that are in your heart to the situations that you come to. You're a powerful instrument in God's hand. And you don't see it. But he wants to join with you in changing the atmosphere in the places you go. All the places you go. Think of the places you go during the week. Think of the places and how you can change the spiritual atmosphere wherever you go with God. God, the Holy Spirit, wants to do that. It says, against there is no law. There's no law against this, you know. You can't be arrested for this. It says, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh in its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let's walk in the Spirit. Let's talk in the Spirit. It's time to get it together, folks. And we have all this support all around us. All this incredible support to help us when we get discouraged, when we get frustrated, when we get angry. You know, and we can run into those everlasting arms, which are generally somebody near us. You know, God always seems a little distant at those times, doesn't he? Where's God when I need him, you know? Well, he might be just sitting right next to you, you know? And you need to run into those everlasting arms and let somebody pray for you and speak life and grace and peace. And so I went to my friend's house the other day. He was having a garage sale. And I went over there with the intention of just getting prayer. You know, they say call for the elders of the church. Well, I, as Sandy knows, I like the organic structure, you know, where you're an elder because you're old. Let's have a meeting where the elders of the church. We do have that. Okay. But this friend of mine's an elder. No one, you know, he's been a Christian for a long time, and he has wisdom, and he does have some gray hair. And I just was feeling pretty down about myself that week, you know, because of the $100 ticket and the dog almost dying and a $6,000 bill, and to name a few. Has anybody else had that week, that kind of week? You know, those kind of things happen to him. Yeah. So I went over and I said, right in the garage, you know, could you pray for me? Whew, wow. I could cry thinking about it. What a blessing. You know, been friends with this guy, Maury, for many, many years. And, you know, he knows how to pray. That's the, you know, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And forget not all his benefits. These are the benefits of being together, folks. See, in these times, we freak out and forget the benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, number one, all, it says all, say all. What does all mean? All means all, and that's all means, you know. All your iniquities, he's forgiven them all, but I got this really big one, okay. I got this huge one. It's bigger than everything. No, it's not. All your iniquities. You know? But I murdered my mother-in-law. You know? Forgiven. Forgiven. You know? I mean, it's all forgiven. And what does he say? And he heals all, say all. Your diseases. Wow. That's my mantra, folks. That is my mantra. Psalm 103. And he satisfies your mouth with good things. Good things. Things that come out of your mouth. Things that go not just go in your mouth, but things that come out of your mouth. He satisfies your mouth with good things. So what? Your youth is renewed like the eagles. Woo, I can fly, I can fly, I can fly. Ooh, wow. I can fly again. Oh, God's going to renew me. What? By the words of my mouth. By what I say, co-creators with God. It's not saying, you know, if you're sick and tired this morning, I am not going to criticize you for saying it, okay? You know, back of the Word of Faith movement, if you said, I'm sick and tired, I don't know, brother. Yeah, you know, better not be confessing that, you know. And I used to feel bad. Well, you're not supposed to feel bad. If you're sick and tired, I get it, okay? But come on, give God something better to work with, okay? Give God something better to work with. He wants to create something, and it's hard for him to agree with sick and tired. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it's really hard for him to agree with sick and tired. He wants to agree with, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the head, not the tail. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Wow. Now he can work with that. You know? And then the strength comes by the Holy Spirit. The strength, the one, what? Who comes alongside to help. I remind my kids, they were raised in this kind of Pentecostal wildness, you know? And it's like they forgot it. And somehow they forgot that the Holy Spirit, never forget it, kids, is the one that comes alongside to help you when you can't do it. Start with tests at school. You know, you're in that test and you didn't study enough. Come on, am I speaking to you? That's when you go, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry, but I need help. Give me some help, you know. He wants to come along inside and help us. That's his job. Job description, I don't know, is that right? You know, the Holy Spirit who comes alongside and helps us. Did you feel him this morning, girls? Did you feel him come alongside? Yeah, I mean, you weren't even prepared, you know? I mean, you as much as, you know, you could have practiced more and more and more and more, but finally you just had to do it and believe the Holy Spirit was going to come alongside and help you, and he did. You got it together. God bless you guys, you know, for doing that. Oh, reach your hands to him. Lord, we just thank you for these young musicians, Lord God, and the anointing upon their lives to do what God has just put in their hearts to do. It's right in there. So you're going to help them. You're going to help them. Whew. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I think, you know, when I was just getting into this and, you know, the pastor said, you want to preach next Sunday? Yes, no. Yes, no. You know, and then you'd get, you know, you'd get prepare all week and prepare all week. And he was one teacher. He was just an amazing, you know, knew the Greek and all this stuff. And I didn't know. I thought I was supposed to be a teacher because he was a teacher. And then I found out, you know. Therefore, let us continue. Let us continue. And continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips. But not just here, even at home. You can create that atmosphere of homes, dads, by not going off on the kids. You know, I mean, you can get it together. God, you know what I'm talking about? Get it together and not going off on each other. Let the Holy Spirit check you. And instead, go give praise. It took me 40 years, but I'm finally learning how to do it. But you got time. It's our time. This is the season. You know, it says, to everything there is a season, a time to speak and a time to refrain from speaking. Sometimes you just need to be quiet. And we've taught about that too. But we need to speak into situations for our children, for our spouses, for those around us, and continually offer this sacrifice of praise. And sometimes it's a sacrifice. We got to sacrifice, you know what? Our own opinion. Woo! That seems to be a huge thing right now. In my opinion, I mean, the media takes 8 hours a day or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they have teams of offering their opinion on things. This was never like this when I was growing up. You had the news at, you know, in the morning and the news in the evening. Now it's all day to give opinions. Stay free from these opinions. Just don't repeat what everybody else is saying. Hear what God is saying and repeat that to bring life. See, when you say, when he says, let there be light, and you say, yes, let there be light, you're speaking light into the darkness. And it's a dark situation right now. It's very dark, evil, darkness. If you've watched anything, you know, on the media, you can see wicked hearts and darkness. And we need to be speaking into the light, not repeating the darkness. Thank you. It's easy to parrot what somebody else is saying and getting paid to say, rather than saying what God is saying and getting it together finally as believers and speaking life, grace, and peace into a thing. Oh, it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. You know, I was going to go into James and talk about the tongue and who can tame it, you know, and the whole thing. Okay, I'm leaving. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. But it starts a fire, doesn't it? You ever start a fire with your tongue? Whew. Woo! Yes, I have at home when I should have shut up, and I didn't. Burn, burn, burn. Burn my own house down. No wisdom in that at all. Burn your own house down. Whew. Come on, mom and dad. Learn how to get it together and speak life, grace, and peace. Oh, I'm still learning. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, we have nothing to complain about. Oh, this is so incredible. Oh, I'm standing here in an air-conditioned space just singing praises unto you with all the people that love me. And, oh, you do all love me, right? And, you know, whew. Oh, my goodness. But do not forget to do good. Don't forget. On top of bringing life in your speech, do good. Follow through. Follow through with what God puts on your heart to do for one another. Just continue to follow through. Do good and to share. For with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. How many want to please God? Whew, there you go. And what's it say in the Bible? It says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. When you're talking doubt and unbelief and criticism and frustration, it's just, I mean, I just don't see God being happy with that. You know, I mean, it just, he says, he just like, gosh, I wish they'd say something I could hold on to, you know, that I could connect with. I wish they'd just say something I could connect with so I could bring life and I could renew life and I could bring healing and I could bring, you know, I mean, that's what he's waiting for. He's just waiting on us. We wait on God. God's waiting on us. To what? Get it together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you that we're here. This is such an opportune time, Lord, for us. This is our time, really, to get it together. And Lord, we can't do it without one another. Your word is full of one another scriptures. Love one another. Be kind to one another. It's just full of what pray for one another. So, Lord, we just want your help. We're this month, as we teach, we know this is the message that you want us to talk about, Lord, being together. In this hour, it can be very difficult. People want to run away. People want to hide. People want to isolate. People want to be in protective groups. They've lost faith. They've lost courage. So, Lord, we just pray. We ask you, Holy Spirit, just in the day in Pentecost where they were hiding together in that upper room, in one place, in one accord, you came upon them. You came upon them, Lord God, and you gave them the courage and the strength in their hour to go forth and speak life, to speak in a new language, to speak in a revolutionary new language of love, grace, and peace, and forgiveness. And we just ask for that. We ask for that to increase more and more in the months and days to come, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.